Absolute nightmare. There you go. We were going to be leaving after this song, but now we have no choice. We've got just one more track, and joining us now on the line from the Ripoffs is Sarah. Sarah, congratulations at coming in at number 15 in the 3D countdown for 2021.
Yay, thank you. Everyone. Michelle, once the recount, we think Vladimir Putin and Russia are involved. We want to know if the mail-in votes have been counted yet. There's a conspiracy and QAnon and the lizard people are involved.
I don't want to refute this, but I've just looked at the top 15, 14 songs, and they're all from Moscow-based bands, so I don't think there's any credence.
We're going to storm the Capitol.
Yep. Well, guys, congratulations. You've come at number 15, and with this release, Live at the Forest, it sounds like have you got the whole band there with you at the moment?
We do, yeah.
Cool. Talk us through. Give us a run through.
Herman can only count to four, so he plays the bass.
Perfect.
And Michael likes to hit things, so he's on drums.
That's my drive here.
And I'm me.
Who are you?
That was my next question.
Yeah, I'm Isaac. We've also got
I like to scream at people, so I'm the lead singer.
Excellent. Very cool. What do you guys think about kazoo as an instrument? Would you ever consider incorporating it into one of your live sets?
That's a firm no. I don't even need to confer with my bandmates. That's
a hard no. Sorry. I think that's a very good devil's whistle. Idea.
The devil's whistle. I like that. I think we're going to have to refer to that from now on. The devil's whistle is the kazoo. You guys have been putting out a couple of tracks on here with some pretty wild titles and lyrical content. Is it a good outlet for you to be able to put out this music into the world and get out whatever it is that's in your head?
Absolutely. It makes me a better parent, a better person. It keeps me safe on the roads. I channel my road rage into my music. Definitely, it's the safest option for me. It's a lot cheaper than therapy as well. I do think Medicare should subsidize my guitar because that's actually a public service.
It's a no-brainer.
Absolutely. Yeah. We do have to thank Mr. Chris Wiley. Because he recorded us. The Forest is what we call our rehearsal room at our house.
Yeah.
And so Mr. Chris Wiley brought around all his magic tools of his trade and captured our sound all in one go, a frenetic 90 minutes. And, yeah, so we wouldn't be here without Mr. Wiley.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Very cool. We are going to we're gonna launch in and play one of the tracks. Did you guys have any favourite particular tracks, or would you like us to pick one for you?
Can we say the B word? Can we have Why Do You Have to Be Such a Bitch?
Yep, we can play that.
And we do, whenever we play live, we take audience requests, and the audience knows now that they can volunteer up a name, and we'll dedicate the song to that person and work it into the song, and it becomes a therapy session for everyone.
Cool. Well, we're looking forward to having a nice cathartic release at the end of this bracket that has been hosted by Liv and I. And we're going to be handing over to the top 15. We're going to have a couple of different people coming in, I believe, to do some announcing.
Yes.
We've got Carl and Tiff.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah. And,
I can't remember.
And maybe Margs as well, who's always working really hard putting together all of the band interviews and lists and compilations. And it's a big project, lots of people involved. So we'll be signing off. We're gonna play you the bitch song. Bless you.
Sorry.
We're gonna let you guys get back to the party. This is the Ripoffs coming in at number 15.
All right, woo! Take care. Woo!
Why do you have to be such a bitch?